Grace, greetings, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. This is Paul White. This is our podcast for the 25th of October, 2017, and it marks the final podcast for our Romans study. We started this study on the 16th of October of 2016. It's taken us a year and a couple of weeks to conclude the study. Now, we did have a few moments here and there where we broke away, maybe I think once in the middle of the summer, we took 3 days and aired a little sermon, and then we broke away a little bit in August and September to do some extensive interviews, Q&As with John Sheesby and myself. And then in the spring and into the summer, we had a few days where we would interview a guest, and we'd like to get back to some of that in the near future. But this marks the end of our journey together, and I'll read the doxology today and just close this out. I want to say what a tremendous journey it has been, and I have had many requests from people to have better access to this thing in its entirety. What I would recommend is go to the Podbean app. We pay. Part of the reason why we hope that people give into the ministry, even though we don't charge for this, many people give, many don't. That's between you and the Lord. If it's a blessing to you, we'd love for you to give. What we do is we pay hosting sites to hold on to this material for us. So places like podbean.com, which is both a website and has a great app. You can take that app, put it on your phone, and you can access all of our stuff from Podbean from I don't even know how far back, quite a ways. So if you missed the Roman study and you'd like to catch up, well, that'll take you a while. But it could be a fun journey. You can go back to the 16th of October, 2016, for the Paul White Ministries podcast. You can start from there and move your way on forward. All right. You can access that Podbean through our website as well, but that's paulwhiteministries.com. That's another way. Now, it doesn't cost you anything. Might cost you a little time. Even the Podbean app won't cost you anything. You will have to log in and give a password your first usage. So that's all easy. That's all there available. I've had a great journey. Every time I go into a book, I go into it with this thought that I have some knowledge. And then somewhere halfway through the book, I realize I didn't know as much as I thought I did. And then when I get done with the book, I realize I learned an enormous amount, but that I could probably take what I've learned, start over again, and learn even more. And I have no doubt that Romans is the same way. I could probably go right back to Romans 1:1, and we would have new material. But we'll save that. When I finished the Hebrew study I did a couple of years ago, I didn't touch Hebrews outside of just an occasional quote or even maybe a sermon here and there for about 2 years. And only recently when I went back into Hebrews and I'm reworking that material to put into a study guide and rewriting material, only then have I really dug back in and I've rediscovered all this new stuff. So I'll probably put Romans on the shelf for a little while as far as a verse-to-verse study. And let's read the doxology and I'll tell you what my plans are for tomorrow because I'm like really excited about where we're going to go next. I think we stopped at 22, so let's start in 23. Gaius, this is Romans 16:23. I'm going to read down through 27. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you. Probably Paul is staying with Gaius while he's writing this. And again, he and Tertius are writing this. Presumably, this is the same Gaius from 1 Corinthians 1. And it may be the Gaius Justice of Acts 18. You can go do your own looking into that. I think we mentioned some of that the other day. There is an Erastus in Acts 19 and in 2 Timothy 4:20. Don't know if it's the same guy. What scholars I've read aren't sure if it's the same guy. Either what is of interest is that a Christian was holding a high post in the local government of Corinth. That's awesome. That means that believers were already infiltrating their system of the day. We don't know anything about this Quartus brother from the end of verse 23. 20, or 24, rather. Verse 25, now to him who's able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. There has been some question about the authenticity of the doxology. I mentioned the question of the authenticity of the entire 15th and 16th chapters. Some have questioned this doxology simply on the grounds of how long it is. The emphasis that it has on mystery has also been intriguing. And there's some textual history simply because in different translation, no, that's not right, different scribe copies of the Greek Book of Romans, this doxology has been put at different points in the letter. Some manuscripts even omitted it altogether. That causes suspicion among Bible scholars because why does it move around? Who's moving it around? It's obviously the scribes are moving it around. However, there is a little bit about its length that is appropriate. It comes in a long, long letter. This is an unusually long letter. And if you're going to have an unusually long letter, having an unusually long doxology doesn't seem all of that inappropriate. And it does tie a bow on some fitting things of the Apostle Paul. Think about it. My gospel, that's a very Pauline statement at the end in verse 25. Revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages. You see that theme come back up in Colossians, that mystery that has been revealed to the Gentiles, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The prophetic writings made known to all nations. Paul mentions that the whole earth has heard the gospel in Colossians. Prophetic writings made known speaks back to the gospels where Jesus talks about all the things in the prophets being fulfilled. And then that phrase, obedience of the faith, that's a very Pauline way of saying, hey, believe. So I'll leave it there. What a journey through this book. What an amazing time that I've had. I hope that you have had. There is no end-all study. We're all journeying through this together, and I hope you've enjoyed that journey. Starting tomorrow, and I was going to just do a few different topics over the next week to close out October, but I don't know that I'll do that. I think instead we're going to jump on into what I've been looking forward to doing. I love to do Greek word studies. So I think over the next few weeks, at least, we will do Greek word studies in the New Testament. That is not as boring as some people might think it sounds. We will look at words that are Greek words that are used, show how they are translated, and show how perhaps a better understanding of the definitions, the usages, and the tenses of those words would help us with various scriptures. There are several moments in the New Testament where a better understanding of Greek actually sheds light on passages that have been misunderstood, mispreached, and in some cases not understood at all. And all we need to do is dig down into the Greek. We'll do that over the next few days with various passages. Some passages might take us a few days. Others will be one day, one word. Be a lot of fun, I think. And I hope you'll come along with us on the journey beginning tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. God bless.